What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 263 of the Cheesy Controller Podcast, your first episode of 2024. Bah, 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 bah. We got a jam-packed episode for you guys this week. Or joining me, as always, I am messing up on the intro and the outro. I'm just, like, jumping ahead all over the place here.
It's the first episode.
Yeah, first episode of the year. 7 days in. No big deal. Joining me, as always, we got the Mecca Stardew Valley, Chris Montalbano.
All right, y'all, play everything you can because Dawn Trail's coming out.
We got the Ray Trace Durag Madrid Devon.
I don't have anything to say.
And we got the most degenerate squid in the sea, Jalen Roberts.
I unhoed myself from that RNG.
We got a jam-packed episode for you guys this week. We're going to be talking about Pokemon Go's Community Day. We're going to be talking about Shin Megami Tensei 3. We're going to be talking about Dawn Trail and all the news coming out of the Tokyo Fan Fest. And we're going to talk about Resident Evil and zombies. All right.
You know, SMT 3 things are happening.
All right, well, I have that on the note, so, I mean, since SMT3 is actively hoeing you right now, what do you think about SMT3? What made you get back on SMT? What made you pick back up SMT3? And I'm just judging by your posture, you're playing on the Switch, so...
I mean, yes. Basically...
It's 2024, Jalen.
Pokemon. Basically.
Pokemon,
basically.
Okay.
I was like, I kind of want to play an RPG that's a little bit of monster collecting, but I don't want to play Pokemon. Oh, right. I have SMT3.
There you go.
That's literally it.
Do you know, well, I guess you wouldn't be... That's on Steam now, right? Are you?
Yeah.
Are you no Steam Deck? You're kicking it with the Switch.
I mean, I've had it on Switch for so long. It's like, I'm not going to buy another copy of this just to have it on my Steam Deck. Hmm. My Switch plays it just fine.
Fair.
Yeah.
How far are you in it?
I started a new run so I could do a strength build because the main file that I've been playing on has a magic build. And so... I'm trying to grind out 6K Maka so I can get the Magatama that has force resistance so I can do Matador.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. The Matador fight is where I quit playing. I was like, yep. I'm just going to put this down.
That's the filter.
It was Anton's copies through SharePlay, basically. So I don't have access to it either. So I'm just like, well, SMT5, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, because going into that fight without force resistance, difficult. Not too bad, but I could probably do it, but I'm like, eh. Also, I want all the Magatamas so I can unlock the Masako fight, I believe it's called. Masakado. That fight.
What's that fight? And the Makatamas are what you're trying to get.
Yes.
And what are those?
Those basically determine what abilities you can learn every time you level up, or when you level up, and it determines your weaknesses and affinities.
So it's like gear.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like if I remember correctly, once you slot it in, it would give you like a certain kind of build, like an archetype for a build, essentially.
Oh, so it's like...
But that's also how you get some of your moves.
Or something like that, like Artifact in Destiny, or like...
I mean, like, it literally just determines what abilities you can learn, your affinities, and it gives you some extra stats in certain places based on, like...
I'm going to look up what this is so I can get a visual.
You said it only and then named, like, four things. So, I mean, it only controls how your character is laid out.
Makotama, I mean, Shin Megami.
You really don't do shit, for real, for real.
I mean, yes, but it's one of those, if they're designed to be swapped out. For example, if you don't want, there'll be times where it's like, you don't want any of the moves from the Magatama, but you need the resistances for a particular fight.
Magatama.
Yeah, Magatama.
Yeah. Like the beads.
Except they're like weird worm things. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a visual. So it's like a skill tree.
Kinda?
Kinda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason I said archetype, because it gives you the attacks, strengths, and weaknesses type shit. Yeah. So it's like, you played SMT5?
I mean, a little, but like,
it's literally like, so if you could, in Pokemon, choose your Pokemon's type and pick their moves. Pick what pool of moves they have. That's what it does.
Okay. So you're trying to get one of all of the different types of Magatamas to unlock what?
A boss fight. That if you win, you get a Magatama that resists everything but Almighty.
Okay.
Damn, that's pretty good.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, I'll take resist everything.
Like, just reading the lists of all of them, there's a long ass. Well, it's not too long.
Like, Chris, right? you remember some of those, like, random encounters you'll run into? And it'll be like, I'm thinking of the treasure demon. It's basically like a treasure demon fight. But take the, like, have you ever had any of the Magatamas? It's like one's always smiling, one's always pissed off.
Yep.
One looks kind of scary. Yeah. So it's like that. Because they would give you something special, like when you beat them.
A fuck ton of EXP.
Yeah. Fuck ton of EXP.
Sometimes rare items. Like, if they weren't auto generated and like, you would farm them if you could.
Mm.
Because they're hella valuable. But yeah, you know, it was supposed to be an easy, quick little, you know, run through of the game.
Oh, John.
And then it's just like, oh, right. I forgot. You have to buy the Magatama that gives you force resistance. And you need that one specifically. But it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
All right. Well, since you brought up Pokemon yesterday, Chris, I finally got Chris to come out to a Pokemon Go community day.
I think I was out there.
Chris had enough fun to actually understand why I've been doing them.
No, it was a solid time. We walked like an 8K worth of a distance, but it was a great time. Got my exercise in. I understand now what it's like to get shinies.
And go.
Even though it took an hour and just to get a single shiny for me, but.
So it was hilarious. My first encounter. During like it was 2 to 5 p.m. My literal first encounter was a shiny, and then it took Chris multiple hours. But then, what was your total at the end? Did you ever check?
11.
11. Okay, so
yeah, I think like you stopped getting shinies, and for whatever reason, started getting shinies. And then, like, I think the last 30 minutes, it was just like,
everybody,
just go. Like, yeah. Get in there, get as many shinies as you can. I ended up with 11. It was cool.
I ended up with 15. I have.
Do you keep all of them? Because I just, like, I feel like my first instinct is just, like, I don't give a shit. I've never had
more than, like, an excess of 2 shinies before. Like, the rate was, like, broken. So, currently, yes, I have all of them, but they use a lot of transport energy to get into Pokemon Home.
Wait, hold on. There's like, that shit's,
that means
it has a limit on it. It's not unlimited transfers to Pokemon.
I mean, it is unlimited, but it has, like, energy. It's, like, one of those things where they're trying to get you to spend money. So it's, like...
Like, specifically just...
They're gacha-fying. This is just for Pokemon Go. They're gacha-fying sending Pokemon to Pokemon Bank.
No, there's no RNG. It's just
limit.
Is it only Pokemon Go that you have to spend this energy
anything
on?
Anything with a limit like that, I liken that to, like, mobile games, and all mobile games are gacha games to me, and all gacha games are mobile games. So that type of system,
Overwatch was not wrong. It is a very forcing you to pay, but it's not a gacha game thing.
It's all the same shit to me. That's the point that I'm making. I'm not saying that I'm right, but this is how I view.
I also don't think you're wrong. So wait, is it only Pokemon Go? You have to pay money to, like, send Pokemon to your Pokemon.
You do not have to spend money at all.
But you can.
Yes.
Is Pokemon Go the only Pokemon game you can spend money to send Pokemon to Pokemon home?
Okay, so Chris, let me just start, because it seems like you're, like, on square 5 of this and, like, upset, and, like, from square 1, it's, like, a lot more straightforward. So, okay. We caught shinies in Pokemon Go yesterday.
It was dyke.
My Pokemon Go account is connected to my Pokemon Home account.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon Home is, like, $5 a year. It's some nominal fee that just every time I realize I don't have it, I just buy it, and then it's fine. And even if your subscription lapses, your Pokemon are still there. You just can't access them.
I'm coming back for you.
At least, I was worried because it only shows you, like, the free storage is only 30 Pokemon. So when you first log in and your subscription has lapsed because you haven't thought about playing Pokemon in long enough that you're not paying for Pokemon Home, it shows you only 30 Pokemon, and you're like, oh shit, there were thousands in here. Like,
is this what Professor Oak and Bill do, like, with the Pokemon and the PC? But definitely Bill. Your mommy paid me with what you've been winning, so sorry.
Okay, so that's step 3. We're step 4.
All right. So there's the Pokemon Go transporter that lets you send Pokemon from Pokemon Go to Pokemon Home. It has a energy meter that if you are not sending shinies, like, you can send a considerable amount. Shinies just require more energy to send. And that recharges for free.
Okay.
And so, but there's an option where you can pay Pokecoins to recharge the energy on the transporter.
To send more Pokemon.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess my only question was, like, if I was playing Alpha Sapphire and I wanted to send Pokemon to Pokemon Home, does that do the same thing? Or is it only Pokemon Go that does the energy?
Yeah,
because specifically you're, like, playing Pokemon Go to catch Pokemon, so I guess it makes sense in a way. And Pokemon Go is free. Like, I haven't spent any money on Pokemon Go, so this is how they're making their money. I'm trying to do the same thing I'm doing with Yu-Gi-Oh. I'm not spending any money on these, like, mobile games.
I mean, that's fine, and it's...
I'm still having a good time.
I'm surprised you didn't run out of, like, stuff yesterday.
I almost did. I was down to 3 Ultra Balls, but we were done, and I was like, okay, cool.
Over here sweating bullets.
I was like, shit. I'm glad it's 5 o'clock now.
I couldn't catch one more.
No, it was a solid time, like... I got to understand the routes and, like, getting the Zygarde or whatever.
You got a Zygarde token. Cell. You did
it was cool
with the dude at the end of the route.
Yeah, it was cool to actually do. I like, honestly, my extent of Pokemon Go has literally been like, what can I do on my way to work? Spend some Pokemon, Pokestops, and like catch some Pokemon and send a gift if I remember to. And so Saturday was awesome. It was just like playing Pokemon Go at its fullest back in the day, but like updated many years and with like so many more features. And it was like, it was awesome. It was like Pokemon Go is in a solid state.
Right. We were taking over gyms. We were doing raids. We walked
really a long time just to get our ass handed to us.
The thing was, like, we were all like, all right, we're going to go do this raid. Try and get an Ultra Beast. Ultra Beast had hands. It killed like 13 Pokemon for me. It just.
I died 18 times. I was like, I'm good. Time's running out. There's 20 seconds left. I'm not jumping back in this.
Yeah. So.
It was fun. It was cool actually, like, also meeting new people. Like, we didn't, like, hang out with new people, but, like, just seeing other groups of people having a good time. It was nice to see Pokemon Go alive and well. Mm-hmm. And just, like, the small interactions of, like, have you caught other Pokemon? Yeah, we caught some Rattles. We got some Shinies. It was awesome. Like, it was a good feeling.
I got a Hisuian Braviary out of a raid. I got a Rockruff out of a raid and a Rockruff out of an egg, so.
I got a Polygon out of a raid.
Oh, yeah, Porygon.
Polygon.
I got a Polygon.
Should get that checked out.
Right. Like, I didn't start with Gen 1. Jesus.
But yeah, we did. We got a Shadow Porygon out of, like, a Shadow Raid, so. The only one
Shadow Raid Legends.
Raid Shadow Legends.
Oh man.
Brought to you by this week's sponsor.
So they have Shadow Pokemon now too?
Yeah.
I guess they probably had them.
Oh yeah, it comes from like
Team Rocket.
Team Rocket, Gale of Darkness. You gotta purify them, all that kind of shit.
What if I don't want to purify them?
I mean,
you can't use them.
Yes, you can. You totally
can
use Shadow
Yes, 100,000,000% you can use Shadow Pokemon. I didn't purify my Porygon because apparently it's like a way you're supposed to check if it's worth purifying them. Because sometimes, like, their combat power will raise, but, like, it messes up, like, their EVs. Like. So that's why I didn't purify mine that we got from that raid.
I said I was purifying it. You didn't give me these. You didn't like say, "Hey, bro, hold on 1 second."
Because I wasn't sure. I'm still not 100% sure, Chris.
Purifying shouldn't do anything. That's fucked up. Pokemon Go is fucked up for that.
Let me see. You can 100% use Shadow Pokemon, so.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
Why not?
I was taught on a GameCube not to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you could use them on the GameCube.
Why did they tell you not to?
Yeah, you could use them on the GameCube, but it was like a bad thing to do that because every time you use a Shadow move, it hurt your Pokemon. It was like a disadvantage, even though those moves were stronger. It was a disadvantage because you're losing health.
All right, so you purified it. It's fine. It's no longer a shadow Pokemon.
Right. It is sad.
Eat these leftovers and deal with it.
I was a goddamn child. I don't want my Pokemon to hurt. I had empathy back then.
That's it.
That's what we're lacking now. We're lacking some empathy.
Yeah, purifying your shadow Pokemon was always the better option in the games, though.
It was.
They couldn't evolve.
Oh, that's also true.
Yeah, what if I don't want my
guy
to turn into a doofus?
Can my...
Get an Everstone!
Let me see if I can evolve, because that would actually be like a valid point, because I know you can evolve purified Pokemon. Let's see.
You can evolve purified? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. That's regular Pokemon.
Yeah, let me see. Pokemon. Shadow Pokemon. No, yeah, you can evolve Shadow Pokemon.
What? Well, never mind. They changed it.
I have an Oddish, Cubone, Rhyhorn, Porygon, Aerodactyl, Numel, Regigigas. Yeah, those are all
my favorites. You have an Aerodactyl?
Yeah.
That's a pretty edgy team.
I mean, I took them all from Team Rocket, so.
That tracks. Wait, yeah. You could just straight up steal their Pokemon?
It's like you have to fight them and then you beat and then one of them. Whatever their first Pokemon was.
Only the first one?
Usually. Regigigas is Giovanni's last Pokemon. But yeah, other than that, they'll usually use a first form. Like versions of like coughing, like Team Rock Ekans, Team Rocket Pokemon.
Yeah, I don't want those bullshits.
No, fuck them.
I mean, coughing was kind of fire though. Like, what you
right? Galarian Weezing is one that I still want because we got a considerable amount of Hisuian Pokemon out of like doing research and stuff.
Yeah, today. It's the Black Lung.
What?
Weezing.
Oh. But yeah, we got a bunch of Hisuian Pokemon. And so I got Growlithe, Sneasel, Braviary. That might have been it. Maybe Voltorb. I feel like there was one more. But we got a bunch of those out of eggs. So, Chris,
Y'all think they're edible?
Hisuian Voltorb is 100%. Nope. They're vegan.
They're wood.
They're plants.
I mean, you crack that shit open, it's probably like
nutmeg in there.
It's just like all like fruit in there, you know what I'm saying?
So you're making a pie?
You can use his own bark to cook it.
I said nutmeg, I meant Nutella, but
that's fucked up. I mean,
a Voltorb is a wonder ball.
It's efficient.
Yeah.
It's full of candy that's more appealing to me than the shell that it comes within.
Can we talk about Voltorb? So if Voltorb's a man-made, in every game, it's been like a man-made kind of Pokemon.
Yeah.
You only find it in like, I don't know, Georgia power stations.
Yeah.
Well, Voltorb, you find out in the wild.
Right. So did regular Earth-made Voltorbs go extinct, so we made Voltorbs in their images?
I don't feel like they're extinct.
What happened was we took the old-school Voltorbs, right?
Uh-huh.
Experimented on them and turned them into the modern day Voltorb, and we use them at power plants to make power.
The power plant Voltorb is plant based because it's made of wood. And where do you find the future ones? At the power plant.
I see you. But also at the same time, Voltorb's electrical, like, special attack is smaller than most of the electrical Pokemon, so it's the least efficient Pokemon to use. So just because it looks
but you can throw them at somebody.
You can. But is it because they don't look animal-like? Is that why the Pokemon world's humans justified using them as material?
Yes. Plus, they cooked them up in a laboratory.
That's fucked up. So
they really didn't care.
That's true. Yeah.
And then they designed the Pokeball
off of the based off their image. Is Voltorb Jesus?
What?
Oh my God. No.
Voltorb gives
no
the power and the light. They based Pokemon balls off of their image and their likeness. Youth pastor. Exactly. See, here we go.
That's not a good. That was okay.
It's not a great thing.
That's the opposite. That was
not a compliment.
No, youth pastors are terrible.
Are they? Is it? I'm not versed in youth pastor lore. I just think they're funny.
I don't know.
They're manipulators at the young age, trying to manipulate kids into following a religion instead of making ideas themselves.
See, I'm concerned because this is where we went from Voltorb. Like, when we actually go, like, the next community is Porygon. And if I take Chris, I'm really concerned about the road he's going to go down because...
Are Porygons edible?
No, because Porygons like Digimon are digital.
Digital monsters.
Porygon is a Digimon.
What about Porygon 2 and or Porygon?
Those are Digimons under different conditions.
The shit's literally made of chips. What do you mean? Like, let's go.
Wrong chips.
But wait,
they still get chomped.
But Porygon can attack like live Pokemon. So
live, is he digital? Yeah, didn't you see Greymon fight whatever that parrot Digimon was in the real world and fuck that entire area up?
I did not. I guess I should have.
That's because
season of Tamers. Just like those Digimon were just living in the real world.
Yeah, thus they were real.
Yeah. Okay. So they're not digital monsters.
They're real monsters.
Ah, real monsters.
Can you eat that Pokemon?
And also, Pokeballs, the reason why Pokeballs. I really think someone just named a fruit after Voltorb. I really think they were like, oh, because Pokeballs were made out of fruit.
Well, they were...
Yeah, apricots or...
No, I know what you're talking about, Chris, but like if we're looking at all
was
of
that
this...
Was that debunked in Gen after Gen 2?
I mean, each gen retcons the previous one.
Yeah, yeah, like there's no consistent story or lore to any of this. So
yeah,
in each
now you 3D print like legitimately in the Scarlet and Violet DLC, you 3D print Pokeballs. So,
oh,
I mean they haven't been made out of fruit in a while.
You can get efficient with shit like as you progress. We weren't like 3D printing toys.
In the Hisuian games that took place, or the Hisuian game that took
place.
They
were 3D
canonically?
Printed?
No.
They were made out of wood or fruit.
Wood.
Wood. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel
you
like.
You said fruit because you were like.
Yeah, that's what they said in gold and silver.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the apricots and all of that, that was in Gen 2. But
which kind of started like the dive ball and all the nest and everything. What are they all made out of now?
They're
3D printed.
What?
Now they're made.
They weren't 3D printed in Hoenn.
Yeah, they just were. They're factory made, just not 3D printed.
That's fair. What's his face from Gen 2 was really bad at it. Carl. I think that's what his name. Yeah. He was bad at doing it.
I mean,
he had to wait a whole 24 hours just to get it.
I'm sure you can get those non-GMO Pokeballs like made fair trade straight from the source. You got to get
fair trade Pokeballs.
You got to get them bitches shipped in though.
Yeah, it was him in whatever town. It was bad. You had to wait a whole 24 hours just to get the Pokeball. Kurt. And then I forgot. Yeah, Kurt. I forgot they were there. Swear to God. I never went back to that useless ass town.
It wasn't even a town.
They should have put like him in Goldenrod.
That's like an edge of the map kind of.
Yeah.
It was just a Gen 2 area where Team Rocket just so happened to be, and you never went back there because there was no point. Goldenrod, you went back there multiple times based on story. They placed him in a bad area. Gen 2 has problems. I love it.
All right. Well, speaking of things you love, last night as of recording was the Final Fantasy XIV Tokyo Fan Fest. We got a huge keynote from Yoshi P. We got the full Dawn Trail trailer, which...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the way they were treating it, like, they actually got me hyped. They just hit too many times back-to-back with things I was excited about that I was like, yeah, I'm officially hyped. And it's this year. We don't have a date because Yoshi P said he's like, for the first time in my career, I had to delay when we delayed Endwalker, and I don't want to have to do that again. So until we have a concrete date that we can legitimately say and know we can stick to, we're not going to say a date. Because they would have, this would have been like the event where they would have announced the release date. So a lot of people were expecting it. But, mean, yeah, I'm like, take your time. It's fine. He's like, we said summer for Final Fantasy 16, and it came out in June. And we're saying summer for Dawn Trail. So.
Which is like, June is early summer, so that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking one of those J months. That sounds good.
June, July, I'm here for it. I mean, they've consistently, I feel like they've consistently hit in June.
Yeah, that would be perfect because I would be on to my next arc, my next story arc. Thus, hopefully I'll have time to really sink my teeth into. So
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like whatever I'm playing, if I'm playing like in deep into something, I'm still going to just jump onto Dawn Trail. It doesn't matter.
I know.
Everything they've shown has just like
takes priority over everything else.
Yeah. I'm in it to fucking just dive into all of this content. They have not showed me a single thing that just turns me off to the next expansion. It's just honestly, been so beautiful.
Honestly, my biggest thing is going to figure out what character, like what job I'm going to try to play through Dawn Trail on. Like that's the biggest issue for me.
I feel like it's always in the post game. I'm thinking it's going to be Ninja because I got my Ninja to 90. But yeah, it's usually in that like post game. That last couple patches, you start feeling something and you're like, yeah, I think I'm going to do this. Or the grind to get ready, make sure you're geared. Maybe you'll see something and be like, because we still, the job actions trailer, they still have like all these different trailers that we got for Endwalker and Shadowbringers and all that stuff. We're going to be getting those for Dawn Trail, so...
I mean,
it's lit.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna do.
Did they show like, any of the reworks yet?
No.
Okay.
The one thing they did give a release date to is patch 6.55, which will introduce the female Hrothgar that'll be with you in Dawn Trail. So, we know that'll be January 16th. They're doing 24-hour maintenance, and they're like, chat was like, oh, it's getting ready for Xbox players, because isn't that beta supposed to start soon for 14 Xbox players?
Probably. Yeah, I think they're doing something with the like with the Japanese servers.
Yeah. So they said they're taking it down to rework some of the tech on the Japanese servers, but they did it for North America already. So.
The open beta for Final Fantasy 14 Online will begin February 21st.
On Xbox?
Xbox, yeah.
So it's going to be an influx of players from February. Queue times for Dawn Trail are going to be atrocious.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that they're doing this for Xbox early.
Yeah, but...
I know they have so much content to go through, and this... It's going to wean players in and out. Like, you're not going to get players that, like, people that wanted to play 14 that don't like 14, which is kind of a hard thing to recognize, but people aren't going to like, and not everybody on Xbox is going to like 14. But at least it's going to get people who are casually coming in instead of all of them at once, at least 4 months before the next expansion comes out.
Yeah.
Before they try to, like, let me try this out. And it's like, they have to go through Server Savage.
I think, I honestly think that Dontrell will kind of be more of the same of Endwalker than we expect, since Xbox is coming in so early.
Also,
mm-hmm.
We're all agreeing to start progging Ultimates.
Yeah.
All right. I'm down.
I've wanted to. I haven't put in the work to do it, but I have wanted to.
I'm not against it. I really just want to do the Eden one.
Yeah.
But I also understand that there's no chance I'll be able to do the Eden one, especially if I haven't done any of the others, so...
Let's do one. Let's do an ultimate.
You want to choose
whatever the easiest, because that's.
Start with coil. We'll start with coil.
Okay. Let's do a coil.
Yeah, do coil.
Madrid.
Are ultimates considered like?
I'll do DPS though.
Yeah.
I'll do DPS.
I'll learn how to effectively tank. Oh, man, that female Hrothgar art with the Gunbreaker?
Prairie!
I'm not changing classes. I'm staying as my bunny girl, but...
Yeah, we'll see. Yoshi said he gonna slide us a Fantasia.
Nope.
I can stack that.
Been
on top
with
of
this character for too long.
Yeah.
Not promotional art getting me to change my race. No.
Especially when we got a full suite of graphical updates.
Right?
Yeah. I might not do a race swap, even though I already have that character made. But I definitely want to go in and at least, like, edit my character.
Yeah.
Maybe she isn't, like... kind of play around with the skin more, and hopefully did they show anything about new hairstyles?
No.
They upgraded the hairstyles, but
yeah, they upgraded it. That's the thing. I don't think we're going to get a lot of new options because they're upgrading all the existing options. So instead of doing the additional work on top of that to add more options, I'd rather they put that effort towards, like, actually upgrading some of the gear that they see as the most popular glamour gear. Like, actually give those the graphical upgrade. Because they've shown, like, job gear with the upgrades. They've shown a bunch of different, like, materials and textures they've shown.
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. I mean, the graphical update does look good, but... I mean, I've
seen not like different like events
where they've had like, you know, the different hairstyle like submitted by the community type shit, and usually they go through those and work to add some stuff. All I'm saying is the hairstyles I saw there's a couple that I need, especially with that graphical update. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, a lot of the hair looked way better. I'm gonna use a Fantasia potion. As soon as this...
Well, no, you don't need to do a Fantasia potion to change your hair.
I might also change my race. I'm probably going to change my race again. I'm probably going to go, yeah. No, I'm not going to change my ginger. My ginger. I like being a. I like making me in the fantasy world.
So what are you going to change your race to?
I might go to back to Catboy. I miss being a Catboy.
Not going to try and be a bunny boy.
Nah. You one of them Limsa cat boys?
Uh huh. No. I'm a.
Of course, I mean.
I'm a simp for you stole a cat boy.
That's a lot of Limsa cat boys.
Fair enough.
You have not escaped the circle.
Did you ever get that you, baby? That you stole a, like in her black mage outfit minion?
No. Need to.
Forgot how I got it. It either came with an art book or was just on Mog Station.
Oh, I think it's on Mog Station. Because the ones for I got most of the art books saved for on Amazon, and I don't see you stole on those.
All right. So one of the other things they announced at the Fan Fest was the new job, Pictomancer.
Madrid called go.
It. Like, it's always the receipts.
We all called it.
Yeah, Jillian was right there.
Yeah, y'all two called it. I can't take any credit for calling it in any sense. I was just like, I don't fucking know.
Green. This was less calling it and more of me physically willing it.
I am here for it.
As a Final Fantasy VI enthusiast, I just think Pictomancer is pretty cool, and I like the way, for the most part, that 14 will kind of remix older like jobs and turn them into something different, or at least give them their like a more unique job identity. Yeah. I mean, granted, Pictomancer is already unique in and of itself, but they made it even fucking cooler by letting you draw weapons and landscapes and monsters. So it's like, that's just cool as fuck.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I'm ready to see what that rotation looks like. I'm ready to see. Just
also, the community is down bad because they wanted Yoshi P dressing with his middle-aged midriff out for the world to see. Oh, and he's like, God. Relax.
Look, don't tempt people. You shouldn't have said anything.
Right.
You're right.
You're not wrong.
Let me just.
I mean, he could read the chat. He was seeing what was being said.
Also true. I'm with you, Chris. I want to see that rotation because I was like, "Oh, like damn, Viper looks pretty fucking cool. I might have to pick that up." And I'm like,
I mean, that's kind of what we did with Endwalker.
I like Caster.
Yeah. Because everybody picked up Sage and Reaper.
I want to say I played through Endwalker on my Reaper. Or no, was it Shadowbringers because Reaper was out? I don't remember.
Oh no. I'm still thinking I might play through as Reaper. I mean, not Reaper, Viper. Viper. Thinking that's of fun. Going through Dontrell as Viper.
It's either going to be Ninja or Gunbreaker.
I want to see what the vibe's talking about, you know?
Yeah.
I want to see what type of shit I'm on. I'm going to see how I remix my character. We'll see.
That's fair.
Just get a feel for it.
Yeah. The best... That's a good dilemma, though. Like, they both seem like really solid options. And... with the way they've been making characters more, like, recently, a lot of those... They're a lot of fun, you know? They're a lot of fun, and they feel good, like, haptically, like, visually, like, the way they, like, updated those animations. I mean, this one's, like, really bright with colors for the Pictomancer, and then, like, the Viper's just, like, the coolest fucking shit.
Swords that turn into one double-ended sword. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's real fucking cool.
Yeah. You could be on your Zidane Darth Maul shit.
Right? Like, come on. I need it.
knees.
All right, so they talked about some of the new areas we're going to be seeing in Dawn Trail. Mm-hmm. They showed Solution 9, which you just got to look it up. Like, I'm ready. I'm ready to rock this PvP gear. And we got to, since we were talking about gear in general, they now have two dye channels. So it lets you dye all of one type of material and all of the other type, where previously, like, the PvP, you have to get two entirely different sets of armor to be able to dye those different pieces, different colors. Mm-hmm. But now with the new system, like, let's say it's armor with a cape. Like, you can dye the cape and the fabric parts of the armor, but, like, the metallic parts you can dye, like, gold. And so they showed some example. Cool. Yeah, they showed some examples of, like, just existing gear in the game. They're like, here's some, like, of the popular gear sets that people want to be able to change. And here's how it looks right now if you dye it. And here's how it's going to look with the update that adds a second channel. And I'm just like, yo.
Yeah, that, like, all these updates really do a lot for just, like, player identity. Because you can be... like more
the cosplay is about like the glamour.
Yes. Oh,
it, the cosplay is about to go crazy.
I just need them to hit us with the more glamour plates. More dresser space.
Right.
Yeah, for real.
Drop PS4 support. I don't care at this point. You gotta
get them out of here.
You up the PC specs. Let's update the console specs.
Fuck it. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Go buy a PS5 to play 14 like I did.
Shit.
All right. You won't regret it because there'll always be 14. Sure, there's some great games on the PS5, but who gives a fuck? You want to play 14. Do you know you can feel the difference in your mounts with your controller? A chocobo rides completely differently from a fucking mech, bro. You can really feel it. Oh, bro, have you tried whipping the fucking... What's the car? The Regalia? Have you tried whipping the Regalia, bro? I haven't, but I know it feels different. You can feel the tire marks on the grass. You can feel the difference between the grass and the concrete, brother. If you're on PC, you don't give a fuck. So this isn't for you.
No.
And if you're on Xbox,
I got a mouse that lets me press 24 buttons. I'm happy to be here.
I'm sure that you can get that mouse working.
Good for you. I can feel the individual blades of grass.
Don't give between a my fuck. Toes. I'm trying to kill.
What I'm we need is shit. A mouse with haptics. That's what we really need, bro. To happen.
If I feel like the only company that's going to come out and do it is Logitech. That could come out and do it is Logitech.
No, that seems like a Razer.
Razer? Razer don't really do much.
I could see Razer being like, yeah, now our mice and keyboards have haptics.
I don't know. Logitech, sound like Razer called y'all a bitch.
Yo, come on, Logitech. I fuck with you, so fuck with us.
Sony? But yeah, so they talked, they showed Section 9, they talked about the new beast tribes. Which it's I'm not even going to try and pronounce because you couldn't ask me to name any of the beast tribes except like the fairies. But other than that, like
is that even their name?
Is that Jalen? Somebody who knows the beast tribe. Are they actually called the fairies canonically or?
Basically, that's what I call them. That's what I call them. But let me check real quick.
Technically, they're pixies.
Technically. Well, but then also they'd be like, yes, the fairy king, Tatiana. And it's like, Titania. And it's like, I'm pretty sure they're called, I'm pretty sure they're fairies.
I thought they were called
Sylphs. That's what they are. No, they're literally listed as pixies.
Oh, okay.
Shit, I was actually right.
Yeah, they're literally looking at that pixie.
I was joking. Well, clearly it's not important. But there are a shit ton of those beast tribes.
And you should do them. The rewards are good. The EXP is good.
Sure.
I've gotten 2 out of 3 in Walker Beast Tribe mounts.
Nice.
Yep. Just got to finish building that nightclub for those rabbits. And, you know.
A nightclub?
Oh, yeah. No, that's the entire plot line of the...
Clubbing way.
The operate?
Yeah.
You're telling me clubbing way isn't trying to smack people?
Face dropping way?
Smoking way?
Drinking way? Drinking way?
Popping way?
Way?
Dropping way? They just out there. Like, look, dreaming away has a dream.
Snorting way? It has to be a stripping way, too.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Every single one of them is. Anyway.
Grass wall way. Hookah way? Oh, no. Only if you come to Atlanta.
All right. So, for people who enjoyed the Island Sanctuary, they're adding Cosmic Exploration, which is more of that, what they call lifestyle content to the game.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
You know, I need to finish the
Island Sanctuary,
but I was enjoying what I was doing. It was a nice way to end the night off after doing dailies and trying to grind out fucking... This A Realm Reborn relic is ruining my fucking life.
Oh, it's a pain in the ass to get.
I just got fucking lost in Ampador Keep, and I'm like, if I could just knock out Ampador Keep, I can, and the two other fucking dungeons I need, I would be done with my fourth book. I'll be almost halfway done with the books. Fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not terrible. The art that they shared for... They showed the Alliance Raid and the Normal Raid series. And the concept art for both of those just looks...
Sick.
Absolutely awesome.
Yeah. This expansion's gonna go hard.
And then they announced the new Ultimate Raid, Futures Rewritten. So... They went straight from... Heaven's Ward to Shadowbringers, which I am not mad at all about.
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited to do the Savages to unlock that ultimate. All right, it looks like they're doing
it. You can just do that. Mm-hmm. Just knock out those Savages real quick, and then they'll be there for us for when they actually come out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against it. Mm. All right, so they talked about there's a new field operation system like Boja and Eureka.
Oh, that's cool.
They haven't talked about exactly what it's going to be yet, but we just know we're getting something else like that. So that's
good. I really enjoyed Boja.
The new limited job is Beastmaster.
Pokemon.
Oh, dope.
So, that'll be interesting. We talked about the graphical updates. We talked about female Hrothgar. And early April is when we're getting the Final Fantasy XIV, Final Fantasy XVI crossover event. So.
You ready for that?
Mm-hmm. Just some more content to hold us over to Dawn Trail. Right, get your Torgal mount and minion.
Torgal mount, minion.
Torgal. Sick 'em.
Hopefully it doesn't require me to grind out MGP to get it, but I'm willing to.
Yeah.
I did it for the regalia, I'll do it for the Torgal.
I don't wanna.
Heal me, Torgal.
Never told Torgal to do shit. Because having your potions and stuff on that D-pad is more useful than telling Torgo.
Torgo doesn't heal well.
Right. Using a potion.
Not a healer.
Is a better
option. It's a DPS trying to learn how to heal.
Well, damn. Like, he's a fucking dog. What do you want from him?
Torgo's a red man.
I just need him to extend my combos.
I let him do his thing. I don't even have exactly. a thing. Like, Torgo's just there.
Torgo doesn't need to heal. Torgo needs to fuck him up like I'm fucking him up.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you're probably not taking any damage. Those enemies don't fight back.
That Final Fantasy VI, that Final Fantasy difficulty will... And we'll show you.
Does it change the difficulty, or does it just make them harder to kill?
It changes the difficulty, and it adds more difficult enemies, like, in. So those would be like, here's a chimera. They give you a chimera in an area that did not have a chimera multiple times over the course of the game. So they'll add, like, mini-boss enemies to things that were just regular, like, encounters. It's like, here's a mini-boss with this encounter.
Right. Yeah. You know who doesn't give a fuck about a fucking... Chimera, my fucking fully charged Zentetsuken. That shit's turning him into sashimi. All right, it's not an issue. And if that don't work, it's gonna get a fucking fully charged Kamehameha, and that's the end of it.
You're done.
Probably not, but I do that two more times. It's not a problem. We'll give him two full rotations.
Alright.
Like it's 14.
Does anybody have anything else they want to talk about? Because we pretty much covered what I had for the notes.
I will say, I crossed the Sea of Stars
a
few days ago.
Look at Peak. You.
Yeah.
You're glad at one game of the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That game also just keeps just kind of keeps going.
It does. A couple of times. They're like, I think I'm at the end of this. It keeps going.
Here goes this emotional, impactful story moment. I'm going to set up all these things. You're going to do all this stuff. It's like, oh, there's more game. Hey, wait. There's still more game. It's like, okay, all right. I'm going to keep playing it. Because it's great. I'm not disappointed, but I'm just like, damn, we're not there yet. That's okay. It's cool.
That game does that like four times.
I just thought it was... how many more times are you going to do that to me?
I'm going to keep mine short. I started playing Resident Evil Village on the Steam Deck. Resident Evil Village is way better than Resident Evil 4. That's a hot take.
Is it really?
To the Resident Evil community, it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they're just Leon, sir.
Yeah.
I think just Leon is easier to simp for than Ethan.
You haven't seen his face, but Ethan's a great dad.
No, Ethan is the great dad out here. The wet dog that needs to stop getting kicked by the narrative. That's Ethan.
That's one thing I like about him, because at one point he's like, why does everyone keep dying around me? And I was like, he is the one Resident Evil character that is just like, what the fuck? And has empathy for everybody.
You don't get used to it. He's the one who didn't get used to it.
Shout out to Ethan. Greatest Resident Evil character.
Oh, that's a spicy take.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sheva's right there.
Sheva got
friendship. Partners. That's what it was. Partners.
Sheva spent the entire game trying not to be Jill. She got hoed by writing.
She deserves better. People are.
We'll see.
Madrid, you should play a Resident Evil game.
You should.
I'm okay. Zombies go straight to my dreams. Straight to them. Like, no matter...
They stop being zombies after Resident Evil 3.
Yeah, they're still zombies, though.
Fair enough. I'm not gonna have this.
Chris is like, I will put up one bit of resistance, but after that, throwing in the towel.
We're already an hour in. We don't need this argument.
I mean, really, he's right, though. They're not like undead, but they're zombies.
Yeah.
Sure. Have you watched Psalm 100?
It's so good.
You should probably watch Psalm 100.
It doesn't sound like it's going to be good.
No, it's amazing.
Okay.
It's excellent.
Give that a chance.
Yeah. It's okay. A lot of people's anime of the year.
Oh, okay. Year. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of last year.
with everything that happened last year?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Zom 100. It's on the list. It's on Crunchyroll?
Yes.
It might be, actually. Yeah, it is. It's on Netflix.
I know for sure it's on Crunchyroll.
Tight. Netflix, Crunchyroll, I'm here for it. Okay. Zom 100, I'm giving it a shot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Well, if nobody has any more things they'd like to talk about, this has been an Always Good production. Or, well, until next time, you can follow us all collectively around the internet, cheesycontrollerpodcast.com. Follow me on Instagram at Anton6 with two X's. Chris?
Just go to Discord.
It was funny. We were like, some of the people we encountered during the community day, they were like, hey, can I follow you guys on Instagram? And Chris is like, I'm not on Instagram.
I have Instagram. I'm not lying out here. Just go to the Discord.
All right.
Well, looking here, I found your Instagram. That's not me.
Yeah, I won't follow you back. The last post was 2019.
It's a tall boy with a tall boy. This has to be you.
That's the old me.
So it is you.
All right, Madrid, where can people find you?
X_Spain on the gram.
All right, Jalen.
Squid Bishop on the internet.
All right. This has been an Always Good production. The video version is edited by Chris. The audio version is edited by Akuma Santi. Till next time, keep it cheesy.